Welcome to this week's edition of SKNIS Week in Review, where we recap major government released activities for the past week. I am your presenter, Raheem Berry. Highlights for the week of June 26 to July 2nd of 2020 include: Nevis moves towards minimizing single-use plastics. National Disaster Coordinator Padley attributes culture of hurricane preparedness for success in containing COVID-19. Near 5 million spent to boost agriculture and fishing sectors since COVID-19. Kenesha Lewis, teacher at the Nevis Sixth Form, says that Nevis has a goal to ultimately minimize single-use plastics and that she has been teaching her students to reuse their plastic waste.
So ultimately we want to move away from single-use plastics, and there are many initiatives that we can put in place to deal with this. One of the things on my desk, I have my reusable water bottle, and so we can start to look at reusable containers.
Ms. Lewis stated that at the school, they recycle their plastic bottles, including water bottles, detergent bottles, and all other recyclable plastics. National Disaster Coordinator of the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, Abdias Samuel, said during an interview that success in containing the COVID-19 virus within the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis has been attributed partly to the culture of hurricane preparedness during an interview with SKNIS on June 30th. He said that the reason for this adaptation was because of the Federation's knowledge of disaster preparedness caused by the island's susceptibility to hurricanes.
In St. Kitts and Nevis, the population has to be lauded because once we advise of the measures necessary and we carried out our massive educational and awareness campaign, then St. Kitts and Nevis, our population, adapted quickly.
The government of St. Kitts and Nevis invested $10 million to boost production in the agriculture sector and ensure greater food security for the Federation as part of the stimulus package introduced in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking on the latest edition of the virtual forum series, Leadership Matters, on Tuesday, June 30th, Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris revealed that to this date, his administration has expended $4.9 million on fisheries, crop, and livestock sectors.
We have harrowed over 120 acres of land, fenced many farms, provided seeds and seedlings free of cost to over 90 farmers. Over 900 trays of sweet peppers have been provided free of cost to farmers, 96 trays of melons, and 192 trays of squash have been distributed to farmers. Our fishers have and will continue to receive fishing wire, hooks, ropes, fish traps, fishing line, and safety equipment.
Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris, led Community Administration, has identified the agriculture sector as one that will play a major role in the continued development of the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. Of the 1,047 workers employed in the manufacturing sector, 785 have since returned to work, with more to follow shortly, said Abdias Samuel, chair of the National COVID-19 Task Force, during his presentation at the National Emergency Operations Center COVID-19 daily briefing for July 1st, 2020.
A total of 1,047 individuals or persons are working in this sector, and a total of 785 of these workers are actually presently working. And I must commend this sector for doing what they needed to do in order to become compliant.
The 785 persons who returned to work are employed by the following companies: Jaro Electronics Limited, Controller Cristallin, API Haro Stamkits Limited, Carabrui, Electrofab Sinkits Limited, Sinkits Brushes, Demerara Distillery Sinkits Limited, and Sun Island Clothes. Sinkits and Nevis's new Minister of Sports, the Honourable Johnny Powell, met with the staff of the Ministry of Department of Sports on Wednesday, July 1st, 2020, and led discussions on ways to enhance the programs and the overall effectiveness of the government entities.
The national sports policy is going to be very important in guiding us through the process, in guiding us in terms of developing what we have, building on what we have, adding disciplines, improving on our capacity.
Mr. Powell identified the maintenance of sporting facilities around the island as an area of concern. He explained that he would lobby the cabinet to consider an additional arrangement that will assist with the upkeep of these facilities. This concludes this week's edition of SKNIS Week Interview. See you next week.